The earthquake, tsunami, and aftershocks that have devastated Japan are of epic proportion. The loss of life staggering as that number continues to grow. The extent of the damage, incomprehensible. And the hardships on the Japanese people, painful to imagine. As witnesses to this massive natural event, we are made aware once more of how powerful nature truly is. Nature that acts without awareness of the havoc it wreaks, the destruction it sows, the deaths that result. Nature is not a conscious force that decides when or where it will release its awesome power, but rather it is bound by laws that define its actions. Scientists can explain how and why the shifting tectonic plates cause such a catastrophic event. But of course, there are those who always see in natural events something more, a sign from God. It didn't take more than a few strokes on the keyboard to perform an internet search and uncover those who claimed that they could see God's fingerprints all over this event. The post from random individuals who explained that God was trying to awaken atheists. And there was the minister in Korea, pastor to the largest church in the world, associated with the Assembly of God denomination, who said, "Because the Japanese people shun God in terms of their faith and follow idol worship, atheism, and materialism, it makes me wonder if this was not God's warning to them. But of everything I came across, what I found most disturbing was the words of a popular talk show host, Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck, not a religious leader, but a leader nonetheless. While many find his pronouncements prejudicial, biased, uninformed, his audience of loyal followers accept and believe what he says. Thus, when Beck commented on the earthquake in Japan, his followers listened, and one can only imagine what they thought when he said, "I'm not saying God is, you know, causing earthquakes," and then he added, "and I'm not saying that either." Which begs the question, is God causing earthquakes or not? And if Glenn Beck can't discern this, who can? But Beck wasn't done with his pronouncement. He had more to add, though he waffled on what one may call it, Gaia or Jesus, when he said, "There's a message being sent, and that is, hey, you know, that stuff you're doing, not really working out well. Maybe you should stop doing some of it. I'm just saying." And then he added, buckle up, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. Beck and others like him suggest that there's something going on, something that transcends natural events. He reads into the earthquake and tsunami and other such natural events religious messages. He, like so many others, uses natural disasters to promote their religious viewpoint and then go on to say that if more people don't follow the religious laws from their tradition as they interpret it, our world will go to hell in a handbasket as God metes out his punishments. The earthquake and tsunami in Japan are tragic events, and the suffering is immense, and the needs are of epic proportion. Our response to what is happening should be to reach out to those in need, offer our support, our assistance, our money, and we should turn off the sound on those who seek to use tragic events to promote narrow religious thinking. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.